There she is. Do not be frightened. Please, I have come to help you. What am I? Catch your breath first. You were crying so hard. That's it. Breathe deeply. Focus on the rise and fall of my wings. Are you hallucinating? No. No, you are not dead either. You are so very alive. Tell me why you were crying. Yes, you were. I heard you. From where? I am not sure. A great distance, I believe. What's wrong, Angel? What am I? I am your guardian. Why am I here? I am never certain of my purpose. I have come to you many times, but you never saw me. I suppose it means this time should be different. I only come when you call me. Yes, you did. Something in you called to me. How many times have I come to you? I do not know. I am only aware when I hear you call. The rest of the time is unclear. I do not think I watch you all the time. You always seem changed when I come, older and with different thoughts. How do I hear you? I do not know, Angel. My world is much less simple than yours. Why do I call you what? Angel. Well, that's what you are. Yes, you are. I am your angel, and you are mine. We watch over each other. Here, may I wipe your eyes? My soul watches yours in this lifetime, but in the next, it will be yours that watches mine, and we will be reborn and reborn. And I will need you when I want to give up. I will need you to come to me as I come to you now. I will need your guidance. Of course you have guidance. But first, tell me why you cry. Stressed. That word is so very complex. Say a different word. Tired. Alone. Worthless. Ugly. Yes, those words I understand better. You are sick. No, this is a sickness of the mind and body, poisoning you. Is that water on your night table? You should drink some. Your vessel needs it. Here. Please. Good. Now, I believe I am here to heal your sickness. Listen to me. Your body is upset. Your sleep is disturbed and your mind is restless. The thoughts you have in this state are not real. They are like exhaust smoke faltering out from a struggling vehicle. They are unneeded, worthless thoughts. They only feel real because you feed them. You give them strength by believing in them. Am I real? Well, you can see me. Perhaps you could touch me, if you were willing to try. But I do not think anyone else could recognize me for what I am. Can you touch my hand? Of course. I felt you. Could you feel me? Well then, I suppose tonight I am real. To you, at least. Was I a person once? Yes, many times. So were you. Many times. But we forget. I think it's meant to be more exciting that way. You do not remember being my guardian. And one day, when I am of your world, I will not remember being yours. But still, we call to each other somehow. Yes, I agree. It's difficult to understand such things. But at least we can communicate as like-minded creatures. And for now, that is enough to understand. Will you come to my embrace? Your caution is sensible, but I have no desire within me to do harm. That is not something I am capable of. I am not sure why. The idea of angels of destruction is a myth. I could no more destroy you than an idea could destroy a leaf. The two are not of the same plane. You seek comfort, do you not? Then why not take it? There now. May I hug you to me? Thank you. I can stay quiet if you would like. We do not have to speak. Ah. You do not want to hear yourself think right now. I understand. Close your eyes then, while I speak into your ear. Listen to that heartbeat. No, I do not have a heartbeat yet. That is your heart, you hear. I've mimicked it into my chest. Listen. Is that not a heart worth caring for? Worth comforting? You must treat yourself gently and with love. You must sleep to have a clear head. You must nourish your body to have strength. And you must calm your mind to know peace. I know it seems impossible to control, but you are not your brain. You are not your sadness. You are not your emptiness. You are a soul beyond flesh, beyond thinking. You are the indescribable essence which humankind cannot identify. You are the immortal particle that cannot die. One day, you will know how simple and wonderful it was to be in a beautiful vessel. You weep because you have forgotten what you are. You have forgotten what a miracle it is that you can weep. You are made of the sands that have held up the ocean, the water that pours into gardens, the dust coming off landslides, the muscles of animals that fed the earth. You are made of northern lights, of river silt, of dandelion bristles, the blood of your ancestors who ran for miles from ancient dangers runs in you too. And all of those things created a miracle that can feel and weep and love and know loneliness. How could you possibly feel small? Let me wipe your tears again, Angel. You and I, we are made of the same stars, the same cosmos that brings life. I do not remember much, but I can recall the times I came to your call. When you were young and you sat by the open window while it rained, your dog curled up on the floor with you, and you took this heavy, perfect sigh, and I heard you. I came to your call and looked out the window with you at the rain. I listened to your contented sigh. We smiled together. When you were a teenager and you began to hate your body, you used to stare into the mirror until your eyes turned red and tears ran down your cheeks. And I heard your call. I looked over your beautiful flesh and wondered why you cried. I felt so helpless that you could not see me, and I wept with you. I even saw you make love once. I admit I was surprised that you called to me then, but I watched your body mold into his. I watched him hold your legs back and use you for his pleasure. I watched your face change because it was not what you'd been hoping for. You've called to me hundreds of times, and every time I come to you. Now that you can see me, I am finally able to help you. You look nervous. Is there anything I can do to ease your worry? I wish I had more answers for you. Of what exactly I am, or what I am here to do. But I do not know why we see each other, why that this time I am closer to your world than I've been, but I do not want to waste this chance. What I am saying is, you are scared and hurting, and I want to feed your soul what it yearns for, even if just for one night. I want you to feel as special and perfect as you are to me. Can I? You turn away. Do I still frighten you? No? What do you mean? Well, I do not know what I look like to you, but if it is to your liking, I am glad. But then, why do you shy away from me? You? You are beautiful. How can you say that? You are the most beautiful being in this world. Look at me. What do you hate about yourself? Do you see, Angel? Everything you said, it is insignificant. Let me ask you, do your hands hurt others with cruel enjoyment? No? Then they are beautiful hands. Does this mouth speak with hatred and vindictive unkindness? No? Then it is a beautiful mouth. Does this body abuse? Does it rape and beat and bring suffering wherever it goes? No? Then it is a perfect and beautiful body. I have seen your hands touch the curls of children's heads with gentleness. I have seen your mouth laugh and speak intelligently and hold family and friends together with its loving words. I have seen your body run to those in need and embrace those in agony. Please, look at me, Angel. You have the beauty of every woman who was born before you, and every man who fell in love with her. You have the strength of every woman who pushed a child into this world, and every man who protected her. You are the descendant of warriors, and slaves and lovers. How could you think you are not beautiful? You are also a woman, and women are magical. Women are bursting with the stardust that brings life into existence. In their wombs are the eggs of generations they will not live to meet. They are not meant to be used. They are meant to be worshipped, pleasured, nourished. Their orgasms are meant to bring them closer to the angels and the waves that crash upon the beaches. If I can give that to you, just for a night, I will gladly do it. Let me kiss these tears away. You cry so much, Angel. Let me help you. I will hold you as long as I can. Feel my arms around you. I will me show you what you really are. I will connect to your higher self through this perfect vessel. Hold on to me. I am only real to you. Your belief makes me strong. Let me kiss this perfect neck. I can finally touch you. After all this time, I can feel the warmth of you, the need in your grip. I can feel your breasts in my mouth. You are so full of life. And here, beneath this clothing, I can finally bring this soft flower to bloom. I can go inside to your wetness and push my fingers in and out. Lean back. Close your eyes. Just feel my tongue inside you. Feel it bring you pleasure. Hold me to you. Feel my fingers dig into your thighs. Do you really think flesh that feels this perfect is not beautiful? Say it then, angel. Say it. Say you are beautiful. Please say it. Good. Good. Even if you don't believe me, you've said it aloud, as you should. You were meant to feel this way. You were meant for bliss. You you give nothing which I will not return to you. I will make you feel the divine way only a woman can feel. Come here. I want you to sit on my lap with your legs around me. We'll both sit up like this. That's it. Be one with me, Angel. You are safe to know pleasure. Yes. Rise and fall with me. I will keep you safe. Yes, Angel. This is the way. I've got you. Yes. I've got you. You are so loved, Angel, even if it's only by me. My love is beyond mortality. I love you. I love you. This body needs you to feel something other than sadness. I know. I know. Give it what it needs. Please, Angel. Please, Angel. Hold me tight and grind into my body. Feel those gentle aches building in your belly. Oh. Yes. Yes, angel. Make the sounds of love. Yes. That's it, angel. Feel it getting closer. So close. So close. Yes. Yes. Yes, you're coming now. Don't think. Just listen. Listen to our bodies make love. Yes. Just listen. Yes, angel. Oh, yes. Look what your body can do. Feel those waves taking away your loneliness. Let me get behind you. Lay still, my angel. Lock your fingers into mine. I'll kiss your back. Trust in me. I will take you beyond yourself. We belong to each other, you and I. I need you to be strong for me. I won't be so powerful in the next life. And now I am powerful. I will need your love, your guidance. You have to survive this world for me, for us. Oh, my angel. You are my angel, my lighthouse. I do not exist until I hear your call. Guide me. Keep me close. I do not want to lose you yet. You are so full of pleasure and passion. And love, do not drown yourself in sorrow ever again. You make me feel human. I love you, angel. Feel the pulsing of my wings echo through you. That's it, my angel. Come again with me this time. I've got you. I love you. Oh, yes. We'll feel it together before I'm taken from you. Please. Need me just a little longer. Yes, angel. Yes, yes, yes. I love you. come to my arms. I will never forget this night. Never. Just breathe. Don't let go yet. Yes. I hear it. No. I think this one is mine. I feel it in my chest. It feels like mine. You've made me feel more real than I've ever been, Angel. Thank you. No. I do not know how long I can stay. I fear if I leave, you will feel abandoned. Perhaps if you go to sleep while I am still here, it will be something like a dream. Close your eyes. I will stay as long as I can. Just be still and calm. Let your soul find her body again. While you drift to sleep, listen to my words. I am always with you. Even if you cannot see me, I will weep with you and laugh with you, and I will cherish this night we have had together for as long as I have awareness. But you must remember who you are. You must remember that you are an angel of the highest form. You are cut from a celestial cloth, and your mortal suffering is temporary. Be grateful for sadness, for you need it to know joy. Be grateful that feelings only flow through you. They do not become you. Be grateful that you are never alone in this world. And love yourself as I would love you. Be kind to yourself as I would be kind to you. For if I could walk this earth with you in flesh forever, I would protect your precious soul with my life. I am comforted to know that one day you may find me in my room, defeated and frightened, and you will complete my soul with your love. And please ask for help when you need it. Ask, and I will come to your call. I may not look like who you see tonight. I may come in another form. But I will be as real as you have made me. And my love for you will be familiar because you've known it all your life. Now, sleep, Angel. Let us hold each other for as long as we are able. This was a rare gift. I don't